Case number 9509, Mary J. Titi and Martha L. Gurney, southeast of Route 9, northeast of Quaker Road, being Lot 5 within Quaker Heights Development, a variance for side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Good evening again. I'm here on behalf of the owners of this property, and just as in the last hearing, same set of facts. So my clients signed a contract to buy this property, survey was done right before settlement. Problems are discovered, and as members of the board know, very difficult situation for buyers to be in because in most cases they've made big plans, whether it be financing, whether it be moving, or all or both of those things, and therefore really have no choice. We would all like to see these variances worked out before a settlement, but in all my years of doing settlements and variances, I've only had one where that actually did work out and the parties waited. So we're pretty much left with going to settlement and then coming before the board. In this particular case, this home was built in 1972 by the Lehmans. They added the porch, and what it is, the on the side yard setback, that is a porch, they added it in approximately 1974. It is supposed to be 10 feet from side yard. It is 9.3 feet. Likewise on this one, I did not check to see about a CO on, well, the house would have been fine. The porch was added later, so I can't answer on the CO on the porch. And this is similar to the last hearing in that, again, there's a shed which in and of itself would be movable, but it was placed there, and this was placed by a tenant. This home apparently was a rental home for the Lehmans, rental property, and they really weren't even sure that they knew that there was a shed in the backyard until the survey was done, because they had not been there in so many years. And then when they investigated it, because I was asking the questions about the shed, it turns out whoever put the shed there also put a permanent concrete pad there as well. So again, the shed could be moved, but then there would be a concrete pad there, and just from a practical hardship situation, it would be truly beneficial to my clients to allow that shed to remain there because of the existence of the pad. Likewise, the porch, the only way the porch could be corrected would be to trim. This is approximately 7/10 of a foot, so 8.5 inches off the porch. And I think, and these structures, both the shed and the porch, have been there many, many years. As I say, the porch itself, more than 30 years. And because of the hardship they would create to the property owners, and again, with no, I think, detrimental effect on any neighboring property owners because of their long-term existence, we would ask that these variances be granted.
Ms. Hudson, I see notes on the survey with open building permits.
Yes.
I'm thinking of
the porch and the shed.
Actually, no, the porch and the fence.
And no permit for the shed.
Is that right? Permit for the shed and...
It's possible. I'd have to check on that.
Okay.
And again, as the other one, I have no problem if the records show that there was no permit for that, filing the requisite permit and paying the fee.
All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 9509 to our next regular meeting so that it can be termed if a permit for the shed was done.
Okay. Does that have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 9509 to our next regular meeting, again on June 19, 2006, to see if a permit had been obtained. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Can you fix that?
This next hearing, again, very similar set of